A hearty good morning to everyone. This morning's class is sponsored by Yuri and Cindy Volpin. We thank you for that. The topic is building the third Beis HaMikdash. Does anybody know why I chose that topic for this week? Hint, this coming week's Shabbos, Parsha.
The Shekalim.
Oh, very good. Very good. The Shekalim of this past week's Parsha, which were used to build the Mishkan, and therefore by extension, the Beis HaMikdash, as we'll see. I specifically was thinking of this coming week's Parsha, which is actually the actual Parsha, the portion that discusses building the Mishkan, Parsha of Terumah. And we'll see from the first quote that the sanctuary, the Mishkan, is the beginning of the mitzvah of the Beis HaMikdash. What's the difference between the Mishkan and the Beis HaMikdash?
Mishkan is portable and temporary.
Good. Mishkan is portable and temporary, as opposed to the Beis HaMikdash, which was where?
In Jerusalem.
In Yerushalayim, stable, a firm structure. One of the things we're going to want to do as we're going along dissecting the mitzvah is to figure out if that's true. Was it necessary for the Beis HaMikdash to be a firm structure? Or was it primarily the location which indicated that it was a Beis HaMikdash? What happens if you make a Beis HaMikdash out of curtains? What is the technical mitzvah? What had to be done to make the mitzvah work? Let's start with quote number one. Straight out of Parshas Terumah, this week's Parsha. They shall make a mikdash, a sanctuary for me, and I shall dwell among them. Like all that I have shown you, the form of the sanctuary and its vessels, and so you shall do, and the Talmud says that that extra phrase means for generations. And so you shall do. I mean, every mitzvah, once it tells you to do it, you have to do it. And so you shall do means for generations. There are a lot of little nuances here that might strike you as odd. And to develop this session, we're probably going to need some feedback as we go. But, just for example, over here, there's a tremendous confusion in the commentaries. How could it be that the Mishkan was built with certain dimensions and certain structure, and later the Beis HaMikdash is built with different dimensions, slightly different structure, and we're going to find that certainly the Beis HaMikdash of the future, the third Beis HaMikdash, you know, roll up your sleeves, the one we're going to have the privilege of building, is also going to be a little bit different. And if we were told in the original mitzvah of the Torah, build a mikdash, build a sanctuary, and so you shall do for generations, one would have thought that the mikdash of each generation would be a clone, a copy of the previous generation. Now maybe the original one had to move so it would be out of curtains. Maybe we would somehow figure out that the next one is going to be out of stone because it's permanent in Jerusalem. But still, one would think that they're going to be the same. Take, for example, tefillin. The tefillin that Moshe made are supposed to look exactly like the ones that we make. It's the same mitzvah. The only thing we may do differently, which we do, is we're probably using a thicker part of the hide. I don't know, than Moshe, but a thicker part than they used in Europe, for example. We're using thicker, and it lasts longer. It's more sturdy. It doesn't have to be repaired as often. But essentially, the tefillin are supposed to look exactly the same. When they do the archaeological digs of the Bar Kokhba era, it looks the same as our tefillin. And that's the way it's supposed to be. Why would the Mishkan be different? It's a little bit problematic when you come to a Mishkan that everything is so specific in its dimensions. Mm-hmm. The dimensions of the Aron, we're going to be discussing this week, is one of the highlights of Parshas Terumah. The dimensions of the Aron specifically were half measurements. 2.5 amos. 1.5 amos. Why always halves? So the commentaries say because the Aron represents the Torah. And the message was, no matter how much Torah you know, you only know a half. And your attitude is always supposed to be, I have achieved a half. And therefore its measurements were in halves. If someone would come along and say, oh, I'm going to make a big Aron, 10 by 10. He just botched it up. It was supposed to be a half measure. There's a great joke, by the way, of a young man who goes on a date, and his father-in-law wants to make sure that he's getting a Talmudic scholar as a son-in-law. So he asks the young man, you know, do you know Torah? And he says, yeah, I know, you know, half of Torah I know. And the guy starts asking him questions, and basically he answers, the other half of Torah I know. He's always busy with the other half. You ask me on this topic, I know the other half. But that should be a Jew's attitude, the other half. This half. A person should always perceive that they know half. And everything in the Mishkan was very specific with its colors, with its analogies. How does it come that the next Mikdash changes?